Diary, May 1873. May 1st to May 31st, 1873. Battle Creek. We awoke with feelings of gratitude to God that we have rested well during the night, with the exception of one nervous sensation so much to be dreaded. It is a very rough, cloudy morning. Edson and Willie gave their father movements. I had a talk with Brother Abby. Brother Kellogg called. I gave my husband treatment. His dinner hurt him. He was compelled to throw it up. Brother Moss called. Brother Belden called. Brother Harmon Lindsay called. He has just returned from New York. We had a very impressive season of prayer. The Lord seemed very near. We could rejoice in His presence. We returned to Health Institute. We had an interview with physicians in reception room. My husband talked in regard to the principles being carried out in the setting of the tables, and in eating salt, and in a variety of dishes upon the table. We must keep close. All connected with the Health Institute should work in accordance with their ideas of health, and not to please or gratify the appetite. Salt should not come upon the table unless called for. Excellent remarks were made in reference to the greatness of the work and the harmony that should exist with all in our work. Battle Creek. Remarks made Thursday night were not well received by Dr. Ginley, although no special reference was made to him. It was changeable weather. I walked to the office and engaged in writing on my book of Spirit of Prophecy. I copied a few pages of my writing. I rode out with my husband. I am sorry to say there was trouble with the doctors. Brother Ginley was under strong temptation. He has much murmuring and grumbling that only makes himself unhappy. He imagines he has cause for trial when he has nothing to be dissatisfied or tried with. My husband had quite an ill turn. In the afternoon, we rode out. Sisters Chamberlain and Sampson rode out with us. The prospect of rain prevented our riding far. We finally called at Brother Abby's and visited and conversed in regard to eating and in reference to the physicians of the Health Institute. Our interview was profitable, we think, to all. We took a short ride after the rain ceased. We had our season of prayer in the little consecrated spot east of our house, where we resort for prayer. We had an interesting season at the commencement of the Sabbath. Battle Creek. It is a pleasant day, but cool. My husband and myself did not attend meeting in the forenoon. He is feeling quite feeble. We decided to rest in forenoon and go out in the afternoon to attend meeting. I tried to write. We had a season of prayer east of our house. My husband prayed earnestly in the chamber of our house. I wrote several pages. We rode to the meeting house. My husband spoke to the point in regard to his late stroke of paralysis that he considered the rod of God. He had been greatly blessed, but he had felt in his trials that it was not just for him to bear the burdens he had, and he had talked over his troubles and trials altogether too much. He was seeing that he had erred in this respect, and he was desirous to have health now that he might act a part in the advancement of the work till the warfare was ended and he fall at his post. I followed my husband, speaking to the church in regard to the danger of their being selfish and not manifesting an interest for the unfortunate, the blind, the lame and afflicted, the widow and the fatherless. I spoke of the great love of Christ for suffering humanity, the cases of His healing the blind and the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, in answer to the earnest, humble supplication of her afflicted mother. We felt deeply the necessity of greater missionary effort exerted right at home in their families, in their neighborhoods, caring for the afflicted, the suffering, and discouraged. After we returned home, I wrote some. had season of prayer in the little valley east of our house. After having prayers with the family, we called at the Gaskills and at the Health Institute. Met Brother Belden with mail. Battle Creek. My husband went to the office early to attend their season of prayer. He talked with the office hands, set things in order there. He worked to the very best of advantage for the interest of the association. After dinner, he met the directors and had a second meeting with physicians and helpers. He advised and counseled and laid down a foundation of principles for them to work upon. This meeting was in the order of God, but my husband was very weary. Sister Hall and myself arranged our goods for safekeeping when we should leave. My husband was not well through the night. We sat up until 10:30. We dressed at 1:00. My husband took emetic. We had a season of prayer and retired 25 minutes before 4:00. Slept until morning. We left Battle Creek, but we were detained so that we did not get started on our journey until nearly 11:00. We rode towards Bellevue 10 miles. The ride we all three enjoyed, for Sister Hall accompanied us. At 1:00, we stopped by the roadside to rest and feed our horses and eat our dinner. We built a fire. We enjoyed our dinner very much. We then took into consideration whether we should go on to Charlotte or return to Battle Creek. If we went on, we should not get to Charlotte until 10:00 at night. We feared this would be too much for James. We decided to return the 10 miles. Met Eli Glover and his wife. Talked with him a short time. I searched through the office for my writings. I wrote about 6 pages. Retired at 11:30. Battle Creek. We have a beautiful morning. We had prayers and then set about the duties of the day. The directors and the trustees rode out to the lake to consult and pray over matters. We conversed over important matters and came to good conclusions. After talking a while, we spread out our food upon the tablecloths upon the ground. We placed upon the cloth our good, hygienic food, and we enjoyed our food much. We had much conversation after dinner in regard to the success of the work and the extended efforts we should make. We had a free, profitable talk, and then we bowed before God and had a season of prayer. I spent the time from morning until 11:00 writing. We returned from the lake. Selected cloth at Salisbury's, for James a coat. Brother Butler is here and went to the lake with us. He has come in a good time. We have many important matters to settle in regard to the location for school buildings, the location of the institute. We are contemplating the fairground. It is a most desirable place for buildings for school and institute. Dr. Ginley is rebelling. Poor man. He does not know what he is about. May God pity him. Battle Creek. It is windy and cloudy. My husband rested well during the night. Conversed and read letters to my husband and to Brother Butler. Spent most of the day writing in the office. Called into the office Brother Belden and Warren Batchelor. Brother Butler talked with them in regard to the failure to put his appointment in the review, which must disappoint the people. He said his appointment was not put in the review early enough. He then wrote a letter stating that he need not put in the appointment, for there would not be time for the appointment to be circulated. Brother Smith carelessly passed the appointment in, but did not read the letter. Warren brought in Charlie Jones' specimen book of printing, and while the review was waiting for Uriah's copy, he was examining the book of specimens, which delayed the press. Brother Smith then rode out with my husband, and they had to wait for copy. It was stated that such things occurring are against the rules of the office. I then related some things that had been shown me in reference to the workmen in the office. I spoke to Brother Smith in particular, that his position was of that character to encourage a loose state of things in the office. God reproved wrongs there and negligent work. Unfaithfulness has existed to a wonderful degree. We tried to set before them that the state of the office affected the cause at large. God would not bless those in the office unless they were consecrated to the work and were doing their work from an unselfish, high standpoint. Brother Butler stayed through the night at Brother Abbey's. He does not take a right position in regard to Ransom's course during the winter. His conversation is not pleasing upon this subject. Battle Creek. It was raining. We looked over our goods in the house and made a distribution of some of them to Sister Welch, Brother Belden, Elsa Howe, Sister Brigham, and others. Brother Howe was here. We sent the things we could spare to Sister Brigham. Her husband is a paralytic. She has two orphan children to care for. Gave Brother Howe pants and coats. There are still many things to be disposed of. We shall give away much that we have. Brother Butler is seeking to do what he can to write up things in Battle Creek. Brother Butler and my husband had a conversation, not very pleasant, in reference to matters in the office. Brother Butler is in the dark. He is not viewing matters correctly. Battle Creek. We thought we would work to help matters from getting into a tangle. We talked with those in the counting room and with different ones in the office. Talked with Brother and Sister Lockwood. It is evident that he has been wonderfully deceived by Satan. He has taken burdens God or his brethren did not lay upon him, and Brother Butler, we fear, has given him influence. There was a fearful state of things here when we came. We had a meeting in the evening with Brother and Sister Lockwood, Brother Butler, and the directors. Brother Butler took a firm, unyielding stand, contrary to our views of the condition of things. He was very persistent. I talked considerable in regard to the unfeeling course which had been pursued toward Brother Belden by those in the office. He was weighed down with trouble and distress, but there seemed to be no hearts to feel or to pity. Battle Creek. I decided to attend meetings. I spoke in the forenoon in regard to the duty of watchmen being awake, and if they saw the sword coming to warn the people. I felt deeply. My husband talked a short time. We talked in the afternoon, my husband a part of the time and I a part of the time. It was a solemn meeting. I told them that the mother of the orphan children of Brother Belden worked with her hands at housework to earn money to give Brother Bates to carry the message to Waitsfield, Vermont. Brother Lockwood's family and Sister Butler received the Sabbath from Brother Bates. Yet Brother Lockwood has stated that he hated Brother Belden. Brother Lockwood made confession. Brother Butler confessed some things. Our meeting was good. My husband went too far. He labored too hard and was feeble. A meeting of the brethren was called in the evening, but Brother Butler's position was such that it greatly burdened my husband. Brother Butler was in the dark. He had a spirit of his own, unyielding and stubborn. My husband and myself retired to bed grieved and distressed. In the morning, Brother Ings came, confessed that his feelings had not been right. He had sustained Brother Lockwood. Sister Anna Rasmussen had sustained Brother Lockwood. She acknowledged she had been wrong in doing so. My husband slept but little last night. Brother Kellogg was up with him, giving him treatment about 3 hours. Sister Kingsley called to help me sew. Could not carry on the work without us. We positively must have rest. My husband is in danger of his life every hour he remains in Battle Creek. We left Battle Creek for Potterville to seek retirement. We called at Institute and office on our way, which delayed us. The recent rains made the going rather bad in some places and bettered it where it was sandy. We found it cool riding. At noon, built a fire and took our dinner by the roadside. We enjoyed the relief of riding on our journey. My husband endured the journey well. The faithful old horses, 19 years old, were true as steel. We arrived at Robert's about sunset. We were cordially welcomed, and everything was done for our comfort that could be. We walked out in the garden. Went to the grove and had a season of prayer. We felt rather dizzy from riding, although we walked some for exercise on the way. Potterville, Michigan. We enjoyed our retired retreat. We feel the effects of our long ride, but we all are as well as could be expected. We visited the grove 3 times for prayer. We had freedom in seeking the Lord. We rode out with our carriage to Potterville. We wrote letters to Battle Creek. I wrote to Brother Butler that we could not attend the camp meetings. I would not trust my sick in connection with him. He manifested so little judgment to press my husband with his independent spirit in his sickness and his great feebleness. We received a letter from Brother Butler that night, making confession of his wrong. He seemed to be greatly humbled. My husband does not rest nights. He seems to have much trouble with his stomach. It is very cold. After our breakfast and season of prayer in the family, we went to the beech grove and prayed earnestly to God for help and strength, especially that he would give my husband strength to do something in his cause. When we returned to the house, we found Brother Butler and Lindsay. They had come on a special errand to relieve the mind of my husband if possible. Brother Butler confessed his wrong with deep humility of spirit. They could stay but a short time. We repaired to the grove and had a precious season of prayer, of weeping before the Lord and pleading with him for restoration to health. We then had the horses harnessed and drove to the depot to take our brethren to the train. As we returned, my husband complained of being faint. After he returned, he had a slight shock of paralysis. I immediately engaged in prayer, and he was relieved, but he seemed to feel discouraged somewhat at his own feeble state. We went to the grove and had a special season of prayer. We pitched our tent. We all worked quite hard to get the tent in running order. We had it nicely pitched in Brother Sawyer's orchard. Brother Sawyer laid a plank floor. We carpeted it, and Brother Sawyer got a little stove to put into it. Sister Sawyer brought in a bedstead, made the bed, had a washstand, looking glass, chairs. Everything very convenient. They took great pains to make us at home. We went to Charlotte. Gathered cowslips on our return from Charlotte. Potterville. It was very cold for May. We were very busy preparing the tent to be comfortable. We had our seasons of prayer in the backwoods, and we felt the evidence that God would work in our behalf. We received much comfort in these seasons of communion with God. I wrote a long letter to Brother Smith. We had our tent nicely arranged to write in. I wrote several letters, one to Elder Loughborough, California. We received letters from several at Battle Creek, Sister May Gaskill, Brother Harmon Lindsay, Brother Butler. Very good letters. We received a letter from Uriah. He feels that he is all right. He has had no trouble. He will be right enough if others would cease their efforts to stir up. Potterville. We had a very heavy frost. My husband rested a portion of the night. It has been a day of sadness and gloom. The enemy has tempted us strongly. May God help us and deliver us from this terrible pressure. Wrote to Brother Butler in regard to my husband's discouragements. It troubles him that his brethren do not have the seasons of prayer for him and feel the burden he has felt for them. As he thinks he must wait the slow process of nature and rest, and before he recovers, he must be useless to the cause, it makes him despond. We rode horseback to Potterville. We found comfort in prayer. My husband was very busy preparing boards for the front of the tent to put the stovepipe through. We decided to go to Battle Creek. We think they need help. It is a beautiful day. We were surprised to meet Brethren Butler and Kellogg. They came to pray for my husband. We had a precious season of prayer. The heavens seemed to be open before us. We had the assurance of the presence of God and of His willingness to restore my husband to health. Brother Butler wept and confessed his errors. He rejoiced in God. We had a very free, melting time. We then started on our journey. Stopped a short time in Charlotte. The roads were greatly improved. We took our dinner by the wayside. Fed our faithful horses. We had a season of prayer after taking our refreshments. We arrived at our home about half an hour before sunset. We had endured the journey well. Battle Creek. We felt quite weary. We rode out a few miles in the oak grove. Rested about 1 hour. We slept some. We arranged a shawl to protect our heads from the scorching rays of the sun. We had a season of prayer before returning home. In the afternoon, we went to the meeting. My husband talked quite lengthy at the time. I spoke at length in regard to the case of Brother Smith. Read letters that had been written to him. I then referred to the travels of the children of Israel, their rebellion, and the visitation of God because of their sins. God designed that there should be men to reprove sin and wrong, or His people would become careless and corrupt their ways before Him. The necessity of men being awake and not stupid or asleep in regard to the errors and sins existing among them. Our meeting was most solemn. I read the letter written to Potterville to him, Brother Smith, which had been read to him, but produced no change in him. He was summoned by all the efforts that could be made for him. This letter was of the deepest interest and placed Brother Smith in his true position before the people. This meeting will prove the greatest blessing to the church, for proof was produced from the Bible that God would have reproof to exist in the church. He had always had those who would stand in defense of the right, to oppose wrong and repress sin and corruption. Battle Creek. My husband rested well during the night. We read over his address to the General Conference and revised it for publication. The article was long, and it was quite a tax upon my husband. We tried horseback riding considerably. My husband enjoys it. We had a praying season. We had an interview with Brethren Root and King. We met together at 6 to have a praying season for my husband. We had a precious season. Sister Jenny Rogers called to see us. Battle Creek.
It is cloudy. We rode horseback to see Sister Fletcher Byington. My husband made her a present of $15 as she settled a note of her husband's. We had pleasant conversation with her. We rode to Salisbury's, purchased a pair of gloves, returned to office. Our brethren had an interview with Brother Smith. He has softened a little, but has not changed much. He is very dark. My husband took treatment, took sitz bath. We went to the Institute to hear Mrs. Hutchinson and her son sing. They are very sweet singers. The tunes were simple and pathetic. We are much interested in this family. Battle Creek. My husband rested well through the night. Read to him my article for Reformer. It was too great a tax upon him before taking his breakfast. He suffered all through the day as the result. Went to the office. Had a consultation with committee in regard to important matters. Talked with trustees in reference to Warren and Wilbur Whiting, who urged Brother Smith to preside as president of their literary society, thus showing disrespect for the conference committee, who had been laboring with him, and came to the painful point of discharging Uriah from the office until he could see his mistakes and change his course of operation. The decision was made to suspend Wilbur and Warren until they had done all they could to counteract this course. We had an interesting season of prayer in the grass plot east of our house. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. Prepared copy for Reformer. Rode out to make some purchases in the city. Rode out with Mrs. Hutchinson and her son, Frederick, the noted singers, who have traveled from Maine to Minnesota in their own carriage 3 times. We rode round the fairground. Had interesting conversation. At 6 o'clock, we had our season of prayer in the little green plot, which seems to be consecrated as our sanctuary where we hold communion with God. Our brethren met with us, and we enjoyed a precious season of prayer together. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. We rode out about 3 miles to a grove and there prepared a shade and rested and sunned our feet. Talked over our plans and prospects. Sister Hall was with us. 2 families have come from the state of Maine. They are on their way to California for their health, Brother and Sister Howard, her mother and brother, and her brother's wife. Spent some time in the dentist's office. Mr. Beebe has been making me a set of teeth. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. My husband is feeling better today. We rode out about 2 miles with Brother Merritt Kellogg and his brother John to converse in regard to publications. Brother John Kellogg is to go into the Health Institute. We made a shelter with a shawl and then had a pleasant interview concerning the work expected of Brother Kellogg. We had a precious season of prayer. We took dinner at the Health Institute. Rode out in the carriage with my husband in the afternoon. We met Sister Atwood with Sister Welch. Had a very little conversation. Met Sister Austin from Wisconsin. She has come for treatment at Health Institute. Brother and Sister Satterley have come from New York to spend the summer in Wisconsin. They stay over the Sabbath. Spent some time having the dentist fit my new teeth he has been making. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. We took a short ride. The air seems invigorating. We decided to attend meeting. My husband talked part of the time, and myself the remaining time left me. His text was, "Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able." Luke 13, verse 24. My husband spoke with freedom and strength. The Lord sustained him. I followed, talked 20 minutes. Some remarks were made in reference to some who desired baptism. In the afternoon, we both, my husband and myself, attended meeting. Both spoke. My husband felt deeply and spoke with fervor and the Spirit of God. His strength is indeed given him of God in answer to the earnest prayers that have been offered for him. The Lord gave me a measure of freedom in speaking to the people. We then spent 1 hour in conference meeting. Mr. Beebe, the dentist that has been preparing my teeth, spoke well. Said he had been an infidel, made so by the orthodox doctrine of an eternal burning hell. He stated that through the doctrines preached by Seventh-day Adventists, he was now a believer in the historic record of the Bible. Many excellent testimonies were born directly after the meeting. All who desired were requested to meet at our usual season of prayer at our house. We had a large room well filled. The Lord indeed met with us. His power and Spirit in answer to prayer rested upon us. It has been a good day, a day of advance for God's people. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. I am feeling some anxiety to prepare for journeying. My husband rested well through the night. After a season of prayer, he met with them in the office at their season of prayer. they had a very solemn season. He then met with them in council and talked to them in an earnest, spirited manner. The Lord seemed to indict what he said. I was gathering my hands to help me prepare my things ready for a journey. We meet at Sister Gaskill's. Everything moved off without confusion. We took dinner at Sister Gaskill's. My husband called the directors, physicians, and all the helpers together and talked with them some time upon very important matters, especially in regard to all cultivating decorum and having a proper Bible dignity in accordance with the Health Institute. He spoke of the publication of books. These remarks were timely. He rode out with Brother Kellogg and had conversation with them and had a very excellent season of prayer in the oak grove. We met in the grass plot at 6 and had a precious season of prayer. The Lord is indeed raising up my husband and fitting him for the work. Oh, we will praise the Lord for his matchless mercy and goodness to us who are so unworthy. I took general bath. Have a severe cold and hoarseness. Battle Creek. It rained during the night. It is cloudy this morning, but not stormy. My husband rested well during the night. It was a very pleasant day, rather warm. We met at Brother Gaskill's to sew and prepare us for journeying. Rode to office. Looked over proof sheet for reformer. My husband remains quite well, is improving. Mr. Walling came. Rode up to graveyard. Had a sing at Edson's with Brother Kellogg and John. We had our prayer meeting as usual at the east of our house. Returned to Edson's. We had another sing. We returned to the Health Institute. James took movements. Mr. Walling had a bath. Battle Creek. It is a beautiful day. My husband rested well during the night. We took breakfast at Edson's with our children and Mr. Walling. We purchased for Edson a suit of clothes, for which we paid $26. We prepared our dinner and rode out to the lake and ate our dinner and visited with Mr. Walling. We returned for him to take the cars. We called upon Stephen Belden. His children go to Brother Sawyer's today. Charlotte is raving over the children's going to Potterville. We took the children in our carriage to the depot. I wrote a few lines to Brother Sawyer. I felt sad and cried, could not refrain from tears as I thought of the sad state of that family. I tarried a short time at Brother Gaskill's. Attended the meeting in the church to consider the subject of baptism. Our meeting was interesting. I proposed that there should be no extra cooking, for these seasons were made very wearisome because of the taxation of preparing a variety of food and transporting many dishes to set the table. I referred to Christ feeding the multitude, seating them upon the ground. I spoke upon baptism. My husband spoke upon having only apples and bread. All agreed with this heartily. If the feeble patients need hot gruel, this can be easily provided. All seemed to be pleased with the meeting. Battle Creek. My husband was ill in the night. I prayed for him. Got up twice and waited upon him. I tried by friction to relieve his distress, praying the Lord to help him in his distress and give him rest in sleep. In the morning, my husband felt bad. He talked out his bad feelings. I was distressed. He did not understand things correctly. He took things for granted that there was, I think, not a correct foundation for. We met a Mr. Skinner and several honorable ones of the city, and talked in regard to a school being erected by our people. The fairground is a desirable location, and if everything seems clear, we think we shall secure it. The city dignitaries are anxious for a college to be built in Battle Creek.
I had conversation with Sister Anderson in regard to baptism. She has decided to go forward in this ordinance. She wished to return to us money she received before she embraced the truth for taking care of Father White. I refused to receive it. She earned her money. I advised her to keep her money to invest in the cause of God as she had opportunity. Battle Creek. My husband slept at our late home. I remained at the Health Institute. He took breakfast at the Institute. I fear my husband views things in a false light. Sister Lucinda Hall was taken quite sick. We had her taken home, and I gave her a thorough fomentation. She seemed to have a congestive chill. She was relieved and went with us to the lake. We had a meeting in the forenoon and singing. My husband spoke in the forenoon upon the subject of baptism. We then took our simple meal of graham bread and apples with great satisfaction. After dinner, I was called upon to take the stand. I spoke upon the glory of God in nature. I had some freedom in speaking. We then examined candidates for baptism and repaired to the beautiful lake where my husband performed the rite of baptism for 17 candidates. It was a most interesting scene. We never witnessed a baptismal scene of greater interest and calm composure. After we returned from the water, we again assembled at the stand. I spoke to the people upon faith and feeling, that faith and feeling were frequently confounded. Faith and feeling are as distinct as the East is from the West. Our meeting closed in good order. The weather had been beautiful. Clouds gathered in the heavens, threatening to pour out rain upon us. But we were all safely at home before the rain fell much. Sister Hall and myself slept at the Institute. My husband and Brother Kellogg at the house. We wished to take treatment. Battle Creek. It has been a day of sadness, inexpressible sadness. My faith, hope, and courage are almost gone. I walked up in the grove to pray. My heart is exceedingly heavy. I rested at the Health Institute. I ate nothing through the day. Brother Kellogg talked with me. Battle Creek. My husband spoke to the church with freedom. He attended the conference meeting in afternoon. Brother Wagoner struck a wrong chord, made a jar in the meeting. This is the saddest day I ever experienced. I have written 22 pages of matter in my copybook. My husband called, conversed sometime, seemed cheerful. Said he had the blessing of God in speaking. Brother Kellogg called and conversed sometime. I am in great perplexity of mind. I dare not trace the conflicting feelings that agitate my mind.